6 miles. Nobody over there knew what you were doing 5 or 6 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a young wife and had his older wife and children lived at one place where he kept the slaves. And then the other young wife lived up here not far away from here. And one morning he got up and hitched up his horse and buggy and loaded up 2 ox teams at her place and loaded up 2 half a barrels of gold and 1/2 barrel of silver and left him without a thing in the world. He was supposed to be one of the wealthiest men in the country at that time. And we never heard of him or know where he went to or nothing since. But my daddy always told me, son, he just went across Wolf River over here and settled up over there, and his name was and he went over there and signed it, and that's, he says, where the people over there across Wolf River got started.
You said across the branch, you mean?
Well, if you just drove 10 miles away from home, you could do anything you wanted to, and nobody in that community ever heard of it 10 miles away from there, because there's no communication or no way of getting there except around through the fords of the rivers and creeks and things.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Y'all didn't have a road here?
Oh no, not when I was born. Mm-mm. When the road nowhere. You went around the head of the branch and back there and followed the ridge on down and forded the creek and all like that. Oh no. I remember the first road was put in here. I'd go show it to you.
Really?
Right up that side of my fence going through there. They taking the convicts, Jackson County convicts. And I can remember one of the men's name was I can well remember his name. He was a boss man over them. And so that brings back such good remembrance to me. They would take a woman who committed a crime, and she'd done the cooking at the camp for all the convicts and the boss men. And she beat up a lot of glass and was going to put it in the bread for the boss men. And they happened to catch her. And so they liked to beat her to death, and I was a kid and we could hear her screaming. It's right here up to where we lived up there. And so then they, next morning they brought her out and put her on a big stump right where there was dynamite in the road. And they thought that some of that dynamite would kill her, you know, some of the sticks would hit her, trees would fall on her. She'd come out safe. And they run us back from the road. We just had to walk through the woods to school. There was no road in us. Path, a wood path. And they made us wait, and we saw the nigger sitting there, and we thought, well, why couldn't we get closer when the nigger was sitting right up among it? The nigger woman.
Yeah.
But anyhow, that's the first road ever through this part of the country.
God. Well, do you know now about Van Cleve? Can you tell me a little bit about the town and the county, Jackson County, around here? When was it first settled?
Well, Van Cleve had been there a good while before I was big enough to remember, but I do remember the old men that run the stores first there, little stores.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they shipped their charcoal from. When they burnt the charcoal, that was the charcoal center of the world, was Van Cleve.
Why that?
Well, the schooners come from New Orleans, and there was more coal produced in this part of the country and things, and shipped to New Orleans than there was anywhere else in the world.
Okay.
And the timber, they burned it close to the water where they could get it to the schooners easy, see. And that's all they had for heat in New Orleans at that time. You see, they had no gas or oil or lamps or thing. I reckon they had lamps, but I mean, they didn't have no way of heating except with that charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
And cooking. And so eventually when that come in, well, the coal business played out here, you understand?
Yes, sir.
And that was about the time I was big enough to start to remember things. See, I helped in the coal kills a little. Saw them burn them. I didn't help do much.